This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
What's up, gentlemen? We're back.
The Three Horsemen Show.
Wrestling.
Nice.
T.O.'s yelling into the mic for no reason.
We're back today at our
We're back to normal.
Sort of.
Yeah, this is a, we're off a day.
Why is that? Let's explain why we have been moved up a day.
Somebody explain it.
All right, I'll do it. Tomorrow we've got a little bit of celebrity in the house and studio taking up our normal slot, which we're completely fine to welcome Afro Man, the Afro Man. Because he got high, Colt 45 guy.
Da, 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 da.
So he's going to be in the studio tomorrow recording his first show on the network. So we said, nah, we'll give it up. We've got that kind of stroke. We could have been like, no, Afro Man. No. Not today. Not tomorrow.
Yeah,
we were.
Nice.
Like Afro Man, you know how many downloads we pull? Back up.
I mean,
you can count it on two hands.
I mean.
Anyway.
Corey said, Afro Man, you know how much ass I pull?
And Afro Man's like, not as much as me.
And then, yeah.
He
would have lost any competition.
Arm wrestling
us.
Him?
Yeah,
I think
of course.
Arm wrestling,
of course.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
Wrestling.
What's going on this week, guys?
Fuck that. What else is going on in life, gentlemen? There's got to be something going on before we get into wrestling because we are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Well.
Wow. Tough words for sure.
There's a possibility of another small crossover this weekend if T.O.'s interested. We're doing Scientology on Surreal Talk.
Yeah, I watched that Leah Remy series.
I'm part of the way into it, so it's okay. She's definitely milking it.
Some crazy shit, man. I mean, it is. I don't think I'm well versed enough to come on and really dig in.
Well, we don't need you as an expert. If you just wanted to come on and shoot the shit, it's up to you. Either way.
Yeah, I could do that. I could come on for a while. Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah, it's
It's up to you. No big deal either way.
Just amazes me how weak. I shouldn't even say weak-minded because there's two different ways you get into a cult. I'm kind of scared of these people. I don't want them following me around. But
fuck them.
You know, some of these people are born into it, and it's not their choice. Just like being born into a Catholic household
or wrestling,
or a Baptist,
or
yeah,
the carnival.
It's just kind of.
Happens.
Kind of is what it is, but man,
you can be born into the carnival.
They straight fucking, I mean, just take some money. And I think at the end of the day, that's probably why Leah Remy's pissed is the amount of money she gave.
Yeah, she had that primetime money, man. You don't want to give that
up. Syndication money.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. She's probably still getting fat checks for King of Queens.
She needs to do something about that plastic surgery, but that's.
Yeah, say by the bell.
Yeah, man. Carosi, Stacy.
Corey?
That's how she is in the phone book, anyway.
Corey?
Word.
You're not going to do your Leon Carosi.
What's wrong, buddy? You never miss a chance.
No, if I can get 30 seconds.
Can I finish?
If I can get 30 seconds in.
This guy.
I'm off a day. I'm really off.
Well, when tomorrow gets here, do that impression for us.
Throwing me off. No, I now you're the parents at the party telling your kid, oh, come on, do the impression you do. Of Ross Perot, do it.
So Leon, what do you think about your daughter Stacy dating Zach Morris?
Oh, you think you can walk me into it?
I was trying.
Mm-hmm. I bet you could.
No show pony here.
Here we go.
No, I'm nobody's.
Nothing.
I'm just off. What is today? Tuesday?
Yeah,
it is.
And nothing's going on in wrestling.
Well, you're a little rattled. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell everybody why Corey's a little off.
Okay.
He's a huge fan of Charlotte Flair. And I think that the pictures that were released of young Charlotte, well, middle-aged Charlotte last week, might have been disappointing to Corey.
Is that on your normal site you like to tell us about? Because I'm heading there now.
TheFappeningBlog.com?
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to keep up with it. Otherwise, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I plan on keeping up with it. From now on.
I was shocked. And not to be overly, not to be critical, not to just rip her apart, but I wasn't expecting that.
What were you expecting?
Yeah.
I mean, having money and coming from a family with money, I assumed that she used the license.
Like almost broke?
No, but yeah, he might be.
Now, anyway.
I figure she used a licensed plastic surgeon.
It appears she did not.
What the fuck?
Well, like I said,
that's one of the worst boob jobs I've ever seen.
These girls start working out and they ruin their, like, I mean, if you work out, obviously your chest is going to change. So that, and maybe, I don't know. Maybe she
so you think maybe she had an all right job and she ruined it from getting
extremely physically fit?
This whole thing pisses me off.
Do you think she let herself go after playing college volleyball?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she was always kind of, I'm assuming, in shape, being a Division I athlete.
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of Division I athletes that have that vein thing down to their, what would you call that?
Oh.
Yeah. That have that deal that I find just not attractive.
You're talking about like
the
low amount of body fat, like just like the under 4%, 5%.
Just not a good look on a woman, I don't think, anyway.
The only athletes I remember seeing that was like hockey players.
Gymnasts.
Like their body fat was always, their body fat, like they pride themselves on having low percentages of body fat. And I remember like guys in the locker room.
Since when? Since like 2005?
Like 2000. I mean, like, I just remember interviews, guys, I'm being like, man, hockey players are shockingly, like, chiseled.
Yeah, maybe in the past 15 years, but, God, they used to be beer bellies and not in shape and smoking before the games. They're one of the last ones that got in shape.
I don't remember baseball players being ripped up like hockey players.
Did she take these pictures for a lawsuit?
Oh, baseball players still aren't in shape. Yeah.
I'm still on Charlotte.
No, she looks miserable taking those pictures,
too. It's like she's like, these things are fucked up. And I'm sending them to my lawyer so we can sue whoever did this.
Honestly, so like one of the theories was that she was sending the pictures to her doctor, but then like why is the vagina in the picture?
Why not? That's a good question, actually.
You know, so like it, because people were talking about it and they're like, there's no way she was sending those to a boyfriend. There's no way, like maybe she was sending them to a doctor. Maybe she was, but like there's no level of.
Are we sure she was always female?
Well, so I swear to you, I went to Corey today. There is a 20-minute video. The first, like, 5 minutes focuses on her actually being a boy at some point in time in her life.
I think she might have been. She has no hips.
No hips. That's what they were talking about, how she has no hips.
She has pretty broad shoulders.
Yep. The no hips thing and the no ass. And what was the other? There was another feature that they were talking about that.
Let's judge the shit out of like her, I guess. I don't mind. She judged me. It'd be a whore train wreck. I don't know, man.
But yeah, nothing about that's like, she's not smiling in any of the pictures.
This picture here is going to give me nightmares tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody takes pictures of themselves to send them to a guy, though.
What was she doing with those pictures? Her taking a picture of her vagina and her tits.
She's not taking a picture of her vagina.
I gotta agree.
She's
with
taking a picture of her body.
There's no vagina there.
So what do you? So for progress, like just
probably.
So you think that's what it is?
Yeah. I mean,
that makes sense. I still don't know why her vagina would be in it.
To show
a little bit
that
of boosh,
that
but
V, that muscle thing that I
oh, that's
just
fucking
don't
weird
understand.
Too, isn't it?
I just don't understand the look.
It's like she had.
Can you improve that?
Two
though?
Different bodies that
Fuck,
were put together.
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm not a woman.
No, I'm poking holes in the theory that you're saying. Maybe it's a comparison thing. Like you know, 2 months ago I looked this way. You know, a month ago, like progressional. Is there anything
any better,
down there that makes it better?
Well, the other part is why. what is with the combat sport attack on these girls all of a sudden? Because she wasn't the only one. They got Victoria. They got the three boys. No, three boys. That was... guess we can't cut that. They
no,
got
go ahead.
The
Let's
three,
roll with it.
The three...
MMA fighters.
The three boys.
Yeah. I mean...
it's okay.
Did you see them?
I saw them.
No, when I heard...
they're
the,
built like...
when I heard
guys.
Three people from the UFC were hacked, I was hoping Ariana,
Misha
Brittany...
Tate.
Not even Misha Tate.
Oh, really?
I was,
think she's hot as... well,
I was hoping it was the Ring Girls. I mean, like, they're actually...
yeah,
hot.
The Ring Girls aren't bad.
I didn't mean that they're boys. I mean that they are built like boys before they get...
sure.
If they get implants or something, I... ew.
Yeah.
Not...
Misha Tate got implants, and that's kind of why I want to see him. I'm sure the same thing for
Misha
you.
Misha Tate, Pearl Gonzalez. She was the one they just had the big issue with up in New York. They weren't going to let her fight because she had implants.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying it was against the state commission. It was one of their rules.
Let's see what she's working with.
Yeah, she's actually put together.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
She got her ass beat, though.
Yeah.
Where does it end? Does that mean they have more?
Apparently, from what I've listened to a couple other shows, and this was brought to WWE's attention about a year ago with Paige, with a lot of the different women in the company.
Well,
and the people were asking for money, not really extortion.
Well, sure.
I mean, and WWE just said, all right, fuck you. Do what you got to do. So,
oh, I think if anything, it helps them.
Nobody's being de-pushed from this. Nobody's going to be punished. It's not.
You can't. There's no way you can. That would be the biggest. It's basically misogyny, isn't it? I mean, in any way, because, I mean, Seth Rollins didn't get anything for it.
He kind of got a little bit of backlash for what happened to him.
What, they put the title on him?
No, it wasn't. He didn't have
how
the title.
How long ago
that.
Was that?
Oh, probably 18 months ago.
Because he did it with the...
Nazi.
The Trump supporter, yeah. I'm sorry, Nazi.
I'm sure she supported Trump, too. But
I got a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, she was like a KKK chick. Whatever that's about.
Well, she's a fucking like a Nazi sympathizer.
That's
she had all the shit.
KKK,
yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. But so they've gotten Charlotte?
Yep.
They got the shit out of Paige.
Yeah, killed.
So, someone fucked the shit out of Paige too, literally.
Yeah, literally.
A few people.
They got Victoria. Now that's
what's weird. Why are they going after these old? I mean, like she's irrelevant.
Shut your mouth.
Celebrity. All these girls that they keep are irrelevant.
But
I don't know who any of these people are.
I understand that, but like I understand Charlotte. She's in WWE. Paige.
Yeah.
These girls are at least on TV. They've been on E. They have a little bit of notoriety. What is their game in going after Victoria, who hasn't been on TV in a decade? Who, like...
They're Trish not, Stratus. I mean,
guess they aren't really going after people. They're just
releasing
finding people that they...
So the only... I was thinking about this last night watching Raw. The only person that I could see really getting crushed by this... and slammed by this is Bayley, because her character is so kid friendly, hug life. She's always hugging the kids. Like everything is
hug life,
kid oriented about her, and that's kind of what makes me believe that they don't think there's anything of her, or they would have moved her character in a different direction.
Yeah, I disagree with that totally. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Well, I mean,
fire.
Probably wouldn't have her hug a 7-year-old every time she comes to the ring and have the slap bracelets.
People that hug each other don't take pictures?
Or loads.
No, just if it comes out. I think that's one that's safe to say there's nothing of.
No.
All right, let's do a little,
no.
Let's do this. We on other, in another life, another show, we kind of had like a death pool. Let's just do the nude pool. Who's the next?
Nude and nude
who's
pool.
The next wrestler to? Who's the next female wrestler to drop?
Oh, female. Yeah.
They have to have an iPhone. you hey, name another one. He. Big Easy. Name another current female WWE wrestler.
You would do that. Give me just a second.
Were the ones that Maryse knew, or were they just from her Playboy shoot?
I have no idea. I saw a two picture in her bikini.
Ew.
Ew, I can see that. Although, if they get her, then you're going after a money person.
Or Emma.
Another good one.
I think if the Bellas were, if they had anything on the Bellas, they would have been the first ones to come because they have the biggest names attached to them.
Why? You can still get money out of
them. That's like the grand finale.
But I think Eva Marie, that's my pick for the next one that's going to get dropped, and it might be dropped by herself. She seems like the type that would do like the Kardashian self-sex tape to get her name out there and get
a
more.
Nude video of her doing the robot. Which would mean just walking around.
Yeah. Like a brainless wonder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's who my pick would be.
Did I tell you about her being on some...
I wanted to be this Emma.
She's on some TV. She's good
looking. What pictures do you have up of her?
All of them?
I would like to say I would not like it to be anyone because I don't believe in people's privacy being...
the dark hair, when she's done her dark, like when she colored her hair, she looks even better than that.
Healy.
No offense, but it looks like there's nothing behind those eyes. You ever see a girl and you're like, oh,
no.
You haven't had a thought.
Strippers,
since
porn stars.
7 or 8 years old.
Yeah. Generally followed by a boner.
She has.
You look at those pictures of Charlotte, and it almost looks like her dad wasn't around when she was a kid, and
what?
She didn't have like a strong male influence in her life.
Project much?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You were talking about dead eyes.
Yes,
and all
I
that,
do,
and I
was
making
I didn't,
a joke.
Okay, well,
of Charlotte Flair.
I know, and but usually we don't get your jokes.
I know that,
this is
that
a usual time.
Complicated.
Nothing out of the ordinary here.
Yeah, there you go.
No, so you think it's going to be that Eva Marie girl?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, she's hot. I don't know.
Who would you want to see, though? I mean, that's kind of like the next question. Like, if there was one wrestler that, yeah.
I don't know. You almost get, what's the word? I mean, you're almost, I don't know. It's just a dull thing now. You see another
workout
chick.
That's where I think you're wrong, man.
I know. But
Ron White said it best. You remember what he said? Titties. You've seen one pair, pretty much want to see them all.
Right.
And he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. But I don't know. I do wish they would. The hacking thing is getting.
Yeah, they could chill out on that. That'd be fine. Because where do they draw the line? When are they going to get down to hacking me and get my naked pictures out there? I don't want that.
Yeah, I kind of posed that question on another show. There was this brainless you next Tuesday sitting next to me. And
I need to hear this story.
I tried to get this out, and of course they, you know, can't contain a thought for more than 30 seconds. But do you ever think about like, oh, shit, what if they got in my phone? It's not. I'm not talking like they'd find pictures of me. I'm talking they'd be finding the other pictures and be like, shit. But that's how those pictures get out on the internet. That's how all that shit gets out, and you find people, and they put them on websites, and then they put that thing on the side with an ad that's got a picture of some girl in the mirror. Those aren't all porn stars.
Or find hot single cougars in your area.
There, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how that shit gets out there.
3 to 6 inches in the next 2 weeks? I mean,
yeah.
I can help you.
So it kind of, like the hacking thing, is it all... people like hacking into the cloud and Apple, or is it simply people that are idiots that their password
is exactly
just
what
password?
It is. You're not hacking Apple. You're not getting into their cloud servers and unencrypting all that stuff. You're getting there using social engineering or plain old password guessing. Social engineering being somehow trick somebody to give you their password.
So using 1, 2, 3, 4s,
pass,
5, 6s. Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. The longer it is, the better.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
That's pretty short.
They're saying there's so many people that their password is actually password or password 1, 2, 3. It's shocking.
So we're saying celebrities are so either stupid or busy that they can't even memorize passwords?
Yeah, think about it. Probably because there's a lot of celebrities that have people handle their social media. So it's something that they both have to remember.
This again comes to checking the check mark and sharing your things on the iCloud. How do they not know that?
iCloud's automatic, though.
No, it's you can not share it in the iCloud.
I'm not sure what you mean by share it in the iCloud. Like, I'm talking, these people used to get busted by iCloud backups. It's like an automatic thing your phone does on iPhone.
And another thing I was going to say about, like, Charlotte, her pictures are old. So are Victoria's. These are 4 and 5 years old. It's not like these are brand. That is not what she looks like right now. Not even close.
Yeah, hopefully they got that fixed.
Oh. Terrible.
Plenty of time has passed.
I still subscribe to the theory that the more they work out, the more they change the shape of what happens to their boobs. She's not the first one that you've seen that had a job that you're like, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, it's only natural. Everything tightens up and your body transforms. Working, you know, I get that.
Yeah, I feel for her because she's taking a fucking beating over it. And, I mean, it's not like the
pounding.
the only people. Terrible. It's not like, you know.
Well, I mean, how many instances do you think that these celebrities are in relationships and then all of a sudden, like, they get hacked and they're dating someone and they're like, wait a minute, you didn't send that fucking picture to me.
Oh, no, I was.
Oh, you whore. Who did you send that to?
I took it for you. I just hadn't sent it. I forgot.
Yeah. I have a folder that I
always believe that.
No, it goes back to T.O. when Paige got hacked. He's like, boy, Alberto Del Rio looks like a donkey now. But, I mean, God. Can you imagine if these guys related everything they had done on the road?
Yeah, I mean, and apparently everybody likes to say that, you know, the times have changed and wrestlers don't. You know,
they gotta be doing something. They're not having fun anymore, so they gotta be fucking.
Well, apparently Orlando is just a fucking orgy. I mean, like, there's rumors that there's other videos out there of a few more of the girls.
Mm. I'm sure there are.
And, the thing is, the video of Paige, this thing got brought up a year ago. Like, it was. The rumors started surfacing that it was out there. Then there were some screenshots.
Let's say the way rumors are swirling, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the guys with each other. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
There's Pat Patterson. There's more talk. Yeah. No shit.
Is there talk about some homosexual wrestlers?
There's been quite the discussion. It's like somebody said the other day that Kenny Omega was gay, and I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
He's gay? Like, gay?
It's... I don't know if he's out, but, like, it's well-known in wrestling circles. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I've always thought The Rock was gay, but
Or just in general?
General.
Like homosexual? That dude's gay.
Isn't he married again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're married.
So is Abraham Lincoln.
If you're married, you can't be gay.
True. I didn't even think about that.
It's just a well-known rule.
It's on the internet.
Elton John was never married.
Yeah.
Well, except for the time that he was
married.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
Pence is
Dave.
Bowie wasn't married.
Pence is married.
No, David Bowie is married. Yeah, I mean, those are pretty popular guys, though.
Yeah. They might have went to treatment and
been
shocked and recovered from their gayness.
You're right. Mike Pence said there is treatment for it.
Pence has treated these guys. It's the first wave.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, you know, so they're
so the White House is good for something, you know?
Yes.
You can fix gayness.
Fix.
Same thing with church, man.
Treat. It's a disease.
Treat gayness, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a disease in their eyes. No. It's a disease.
It's a physiological problem. We could just fix it.
Anyway.
Yes. See.
Anyway, what's the... So you guys think there's more combat sports folks to come? Whoa.
I mean, honestly, I don't know if there's anyone from the UFC that I would care to see.
No.
Like Paige Van Zandt, I feel like she's built like a boy.
I'd look at any of them. I'm not going to say I wouldn't.
Gina Carano, probably, but she doesn't fight anymore.
Built like a barrel now.
No, she still looks good.
Oh, have you seen the Deadpool movie?
Gina Carano.
She's like...
Like muscles?
Fucking
and...
thick, man. Thick around.
Is she?
Yeah, like muscular, but... Stout. Yeah,
she's just tiny.
Gina Carano.
Is Gina Carano related to Carla Gugino?
No, no relation.
No, but they kind of look alike. Sense.
Like, really?
Yeah, they dark hair, bombs.
That's probably where it ends.
I think she's looking here. I mean, you can't see her.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
she's one of the prettiest females I've ever seen.
I would definitely like to see them stop hacking these poor young late A's.
Yeah.
Hey, but, man, why don't you mind your own business?
Well, I mean, don't you start doing it.
What horse you got in this race, you know?
Huh?
What horse do you have in this race?
Don't do that. Don't say horse face.
Race. Right. Boat
horse
race.
Racing.
Boat race.
But that's about, I guess that covers that. So yeah. Charlotte got hacked.
Yep, she got hacked.
Sorry, Char.
Nothing's going to happen to her. She's still the face of the girls, at least in WWE.
They've actually turned her baby face, too.
I saw that.
Kind of weird.
It's probably good for her. She needs a face run. But that's about the only thing I'm keeping up with. What else is going on in the world of wrestling? So
Strowman has to get elbow surgery.
Oh, Jesus. He'll probably recover in about 30 minutes, the size of that guy.
Yeah. Did you see this? I don't think we talked about it last week. What was the big roided out fucker that claims he wasn't on steroids?
Ryback?
Yes.
The 80s.
Ryback.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was taking shots at Jinder Mahal for being on steroids.
Well, he would probably know. He got to have a buyer.
Oh, no. Ryback's never taken a steroid, though. He maintains.
Clearly.
He maintains that he's never done this. But they were talking about how bad his Jinder Mahal's acne is on his back. So I wanted to Google pictures on here and see if we can if it's as bad as what Ryback said. Because Ryback.
It looks like you pulled up the map of the state to find child molesters. It is connect the dots on his back.
Seriously? You've seen it?
Oh, my God.
I have not seen this.
I mean, and they make up that stuff. It's that bad. What was the thing about who just they came out with the audio or somebody yelling at each other about needing somebody, did you steal my cover-up concealer or whatever that they put on their backs? Ugh. Yeah, it's nasty, man.
That's a hell of a problem. That was.
I got too much pimples.
Give me some fucking oil of Olay.
That's another great thing about the network. They've done all that stuff that you know how they do it to the film.
Right.
And now guys just look like, oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit on his chest. I can't find his.
You're talking about how they brought in all the old shit in HD. Now you can really tell what they're
doing. Oh, it's brutal.
I love watching old stuff in HD whenever they thought just a little smattering of makeup was fine.
No.
Now you can actually see where the makeup stops.
Oh, I don't even think back then that they even cover it up.
But you get my point. Like, even if you look at like old movies in HD now,
yeah.
It's just like, God damn it. You guys knew you were going to be in low res. So.
I mean, look at that, E.
Yeah.
Before and
he either spent a lot of time on the exercise bike and the sit-up machine or...
Yeah, one or the other.
I mean, I don't know.
Exercise bike, sit-up machine... Or
steroid needle,
HGH, monkey hormones.
I mean, this guy has fucking veins.
While we're on the subject, you know where we get some of the monkey hormones?
Jesus Christ.
No. I don't.
You want to?
I don't know.
You know.
I don't.
I can see that look on your face.
No.
We'll talk after the show.
I remember the one time they told me, or I was
You did
told
some monkey homo?
To make a choice of steroids or something else. And I was like, yeah, no. Not a life you want. We had a buddy that took him. He always says we had a buddy. Now I'll say we had a buddy.
Wait, what?
His face got hard, and it was just, ugh.
Bummer.
Look, not.
I knew a couple guys in high school who took pills and would shoot some shit in their ass, but.
Ugh.
Football players.
Would you, so I mean, you played Division II football, Corey.
Right.
If, you know, so. I guess I don't know how you compare this to wrestling, but just take it along that line. Would have you know, say your sophomore year of high school, if it looked like you were had a chance to go play at a big Division I school and ultimately become a pro, would have you taken steroids?
If I needed it, I was talking about my sophomore year in college that they said, hey, just so you know, you need to gain some. I mean, they basically told me without telling me, which is how it works.
Yeah.
Plus, we didn't really get tested all that often.
You either spend 8 hours a day in the gym or...
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, things have changed because, like, the bodies and the wellness policy is so different. You know, I mean, like, apparently these guys get tested a lot more. Certain people get tested more than others. But does it benefit you if you're not in WWE to get all jacked up?
Absolutely.
If you're an independent, get huge.
Yes.
Then get signed, and then your body goes to shit.
There you go. You got signed. You got paid.
I'd do it.
For sure. If I chose that as my profession, I would start juicing that day and get as absolutely blown up as possible.
You juice and you get some of those Bruce Lee fucking electrodes and just sit there all day long. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
By the time you walk into the interview, you look like the Michelin Man.
But they say, but what they say to do is to get as big as you can lifting-wise, get as big as possible, blow up, and then do steroids. So you can build
really
off
take advantage of
that.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fuck yourself up.
Exactly. Get that heart just as big as you can get it before
all over,
it explodes.
Man. I mean, if we learned anything from Davey Boy Smith is that a physique can take you far.
Oh, really? At least he could wrestle.
Yeah, he was all right. He had a great body slam, power slam, if you will.
He was a skinny little man when he was a younger tyke.
I mean, you know you must be doing something if Ryback is accusing you of being on steroids.
You think Ryback was on roids?
This is a guy that was making six figures a year and was bitching about his pay because he was saying it cost, what did he say he was spending a week to eat $3,500?
The fuck?
What?
Yeah, he came out and was like bitching
that's like
about
my whole
how,
year.
I can understand 350.
How underpaid he was, and he went through all the food that he ate. And like,
you know, those guys are eating seven times a day.
They're making fun of me. Like, hey, dumb fuck, go get turkey breast or turkey burger. He was talking about spending like hundreds
of
dollars per meal at Chipotle or
how the hell you do that?
Yeah, that's his fault.
Somebody's going in and like getting like 20 chicken breasts, and but you have to eat healthy to keep this. I mean, like that was his whole thing. Was talking about like. What it costs to maintain his build.
These guys eat like maniacs. I mean, it is. I mean, to look like him, it would.
Yeah, that's some calorie intake.
I mean, that's him, right? That's the guy that was.
Yeah, I have a poster of him on my bedroom wall. I mean,
all right. I know who he is.
All right, ceiling.
Hit the valve to just pull the cord. Good.
Do you
God,
fight that fucker?
Man.
Yeah.
So
his best bet is to get smaller now if he wants to come back.
So here's another thing, just real quick, because this kind of goes back to old school wrestling.
Thank God.
So remember when we were a kid and there was always...
Uh-oh. Natalya beat Becky Lynch on SD Live and
Sasha
Eric Rowan
Banks Bailey
beat Ha
Harper. We got one of our agents in the UK right now.
Thank you, Sasha Banks Bailey.
She's giving us results early. So
who do you like better, Sasha Banks or Bayley? Thank you. So do you have a problem? So before WrestleMania, Naomi had to drop the belt because she couldn't defend the title within 30 days. As of right now, since WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar has not been on TV. He hasn't defended the belt. What was it, April 2nd, was that Mania?
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay, so we're over the 30-day period there. And I do not believe Dean Ambrose has defended the Intercontinental belt since WrestleMania.
I'm sure
so,
he has.
He's had non-title
and
matches.
House shows he has?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So anyway.
So let's go ahead. Does it bother you?
No.
The lack of consistency?
No. Because nothing's consistent, so it doesn't matter anymore.
No, but I mean, like, that was such a big part of wrestling when we were a kid.
Oh,
the 30-day, you had the, you know.
Yes, but wrestling's dead.
I understand.
It's not dead. I mean, they still make a lot of money.
But how do they, I mean, like, they justify it on one show, they make a storyline out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just expect people not to just, okay.
Yeah, it's almost like not paying off an angle. Good thing they don't do that.
I know, but where...
I'm still waiting to figure out how the McMahon death angle goes. But
you'll
yeah,
get your
yeah,
payoff.
Yeah, 10 years.
About 5 years, 10 years from now.
10-year anniversary
coming up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, being an older wrestling fan, they obviously don't cater to us. They're not worried about... people that are older or that watch it with their children. people that are, you know, above the age of 18 pretty much, because if not, it insults everyone's intelligence. But the inconsistencies and the way that they do things, it's almost a fuck you to the adult audience. And just, all right, yep.
You think?
I can't make any sense of it. Why put the belt on Lesnar if he's never going to be there? The belt's meaningless right now.
Same reason they put it on...
The Rock?
Brock Lesnar, what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
It's because he was UFC heavyweight champion and is a monster?
And yep, and he's a special attraction.
But he's a... Yep. That's my point, though. He's an attraction. Does he need the belt? Couldn't the belt be getting someone else over?
Could very well, yeah. But it's getting him even more over.
Anyone.
Somebody that's put that big win streak together? Like, name one.
Well, that's my thing. There could be someone if you use the belt the right way.
They don't care.
You just answered the question I asked then.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying they don't care about like that. They're probably I always wonder about the meetings, like what they say in the meeting, like, you know, we should do this, pal. And then they go to Vince with it and he says, you know, I think we should do this. They probably think it's better to not have it and build Roman Reigns, for instance. Because we talked about it weeks ago, the three Reigns or two Reigns or whatever he's had. What did he do with it? Besides pushed him down further.
Piss people off.
You don't want the guy shoved down your throat. That's what happened with this Eva Marie girl. No talent. Opposite of Roman Reigns, the kid's got talent. I agree with that. But I think it hurts them more than it does anything. I think not having it on TV is probably better. You have different main events.
True. So, the other thing, that title's not there, and then they're just playing hot potato with... So, the little blonde, what's her name? She just got moved over to Raw.
Alexa Bliss.
She's had... two belts, and she's been called up for like 6 months or a year, whatever. I think she's had three or four title reigns in a year. How many times has Charlotte had the belt in her shorts? Like, you start looking at some of these people and how many times they've held the belt over the last 16 months. It's, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with it. Like, it's just, it's crazy. How many times has The Miz had the Intercontinental belt? I mean, Kevin Owens is a prime example. He's been on TV for 2 years, and he's probably had the IC title four times.
Well, they don't run titles like they used to, man.
It's a wholly
different thing.
I don't know.
They don't mean as much
at all,
unfortunately. Well, when you got 13 titles in the same brand,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Every other third person has a title, seemingly.
So you don't think the belt's a way to build someone?
Not anymore, no.
No. Yes, they're irrelevant.
It's a plot device.
Yeah.
I mean it's always been a plot device, but...
It's still... I guess there's still some prominence with it, but... Yeah. I mean, it was...
Are you looking up title? Is that what you're looking up?
Yeah, it's just a fucking cavalcade of...
It's just all over.
Nonsense. Yeah, it's funny. I can name every title change from 1987, but I can't name one in the past 15 years.
So,
they change shit so often that who have they built with anything?
So Orton just had his 15-year anniversary of being in WWE. I think it was last week. It was his 15-year
anniversary. That kind of blows my mind. I read about that. Yeah.
So I was mowing the grass, listening to a podcast. They were talking about different facts about the week or whatnot.
You mow your own grass?
Yeah, I'm poor. Actually, I'm on my parents' grass because I do a wrestling podcast, so I live at home in the basement. That's the what everybody says.
It's true.
So, anyway, lost my train of thought.
Big Sorry. Shock.
Lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
No fucking
Where'd
clue.
We go?
Yeah, not even.
No, so anyway, about Randy Orton. Do you think that the main event of WrestleMania in 2 to 3 years is going to be John Cena versus Randy Orton, with them both being tied at Flair's title total at 16, right? 16-time world champ?
That's his record, so, yeah. Right.
Cena has 16.
Mm-hmm.
Orton has 16. The winner breaks the record. Do you see that being a main event for WrestleMania?
E?
I have no clue anymore.
No, but I mean, like, does that, I mean, like, that's just something that, like, it just kind of popped in my head, and I was just like, okay, that's fucking obvious.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, I guess it could be Triple H, because he has a few more title reigns than him. What's he at, 13?
I don't know.
Well, he's got to stop it most of all time.
I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't mean as much to me, so I...
Yeah.
They can do whatever the fuck they want, and they always do, but I imagine that won't be the main event in 2 to 3 years. I know who will be in it.
Reigns. Roman Reigns.
Just a hunch.
So the last thing that I wanted to bring up, or would like to bring up, we were talking about WrestleManias last night and possible locations. And if you continue to do them outside... Where in the Midwest could you have one outside of Indianapolis? Because you need a big location. So, you know, it depends if you do one out in the freezing cold, but you're looking at March, April. So if they continue to do the big stadium, the big venue, what cities can you do it in?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, we're in St. Louis. So, like, I was trying to think the closest possible WrestleMania to St. Louis.
Soldier Chicago, Field.
Yeah.
So that's the question. Do you think they would do one outside of Soldier Field with the cold?
Sure. Why not?
Hard to say. I mean,
did it in New York.
You think they'd risk an outside one like that in Chicago rain any day during that snow? Time of year?
They don't give a shit at Chicago. Their fans would be fine.
Would you do with Indianapolis being right there with Lucas Oil Field and it being that big, Lucas Oil Field.
Sorry.
You think they'll get one in Indianapolis ever?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't done it in the past 5 years, considering that place is...
Huge.
Too big.
Huge. Do they have enough infrastructure to do everything else around WrestleMania, though? Do they have the facilities to do everything that comes with it?
Well, they did the Super Bowl, so I think they can pull off WrestleMania.
Nah, but they have all those indie shows. They have all the different... I mean, they do a lot of shit. They have the place to do where the Pacers play, obviously.
It's a weird-looking stadium, too, the one in Indianapolis. It's like a giant brick building.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's what it is. It's not... I like it, but you get way too high. Ugh.
Well,
I don't even see why you... No, not that kind of high.
Oh.
You thinking about going to New Orleans next year?
I don't know. That's...
Boosh.
New Orleans is fun. I would have loved to go in 2014.
I've never been there.
You've never been to New Orleans?
Never been there. I've been in something like 40 states, never been to Louisiana.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with that is that's the second time in 4 years you're going to have the same spot.
It's
that's getting
weird.
Creative.
Yeah.
They could have gone to...
it seems like they're in St. Louis every other month, though, with an event. I mean, they pick out their hot spots and just keep hammering them.
WrestleMania, though.
Yeah, still, though. I mean, I'm just saying, they pick St. Louis so often. They're not afraid to reuse locations. If it worked before...
Well, they're doing Brooklyn again for SummerSlam. They did L.A. for all those years. I know WrestleMania is different, but I see what you're saying.
They're just putting packages together, and they got what they had. I mean, Orlando just got it for the second time in 10 years, so... I guess that's how they roll. I guess.
Will they?
Houston get it? Who got it? No, Dallas got it.
Will Taker headline New Orleans next year for Hall of Fame if he goes? I mean, like, is that the big name?
First year?
Shouldn't.
Who would headline that territory then?
At this point, who's left?
I was talking about this last night. Owen Hart's left. I mean, living, though, that's the question.
Owen Hart won't go in by himself.
Well, no, he's not going to be the headliner. Of course not.
I would think you grab somebody out of that.
Doink.
Out of that. Yes.
Yes.
That's the other guy I was thinking of.
Doink and Dean Malenko could go in together.
I still say Sean Morley, Val Venus has got a shot.
Yes. The money shot.
Ooh.
If they weren't going to do it this past year, unless they do Miami here in the next couple years, I'd put the Rock in and get it over with.
You need one more way to milk him back for one more WrestleMania. That's what they got to do every year is figure out a way to get The Rock involved.
Triple H still isn't in.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, but that's at his leisure.
It's going to be dreaded. They could always put Degeneration X in.
You're going to have Flair put he'll have Flair put him in, right? Or you think Shawn Michaels?
Oh, I mean
I don't know.
Vince McMahon. Stephanie Maybe. McMahon.
Maybe.
It's a toughie. No, I guess you can't do China.
So is there any
yeah, a little late.
Are there any of the anybody from that territory down there that didn't go in the last time they were in New Orleans?
JYD's in, Ted DiBiase's in, Hacksaw Duggan's in.
Was Cornette in the Express? Did they run down there at all?
No, but they can't headline. I mean,
no, I know, but is that someone that could go in from that territory?
Yeah, they will.
Region?
Yeah, they will. Oh, they're in for sure next year. I don't even think it's a question.
The Freebirds went in down there, right?
Freebirds went in Dallas. I would say
Levon Erickson.
That yeah, they're in. They went in Houston, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know that. I don't know that you have a headliner that's going to be. It's pretty much national.
Isn't D'Lo Brown from down there?
There's a good one.
Yep.
Batista. I don't know. It'd be somebody like that.
How'd his movie do that just came out?
Guardians of the Galaxy's killing it, dude. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
And he has like a real role in that movie, correct?
Yeah. He's funny in it, actually. He plays like an alien who doesn't get any kind of sarcasm or jokes. Everything is at literal face value with him. It's pretty funny.
So he's actually parlayed wrestling into a mainstream.
He's getting other roles from it, too.
Yeah.
This one here, he never have to do anything else.
And they've made that much money off the first one.
He'll likely be in the next Avengers movie because the Guardians of the Galaxy are swinging by on that franchise.
Damn.
He's got money coming his way for show. And they're going to do a third Guardians of the Galaxy, that's confirmed.
I would have never thought that he would have been a legit actor.
He fits that
character,
dude, though. I mean, all it is a giant, basically walking muscle with a couple of knives with some weird gray and red stripes.
Sort of like Michael Chiklis when he played whatever in the Fantastic Four.
Or, yeah.
Vic sort Mackey. Of.
But not even here. Let me show you. Drax.
What about Daniel Bryan?
As to play Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes,
I don't think that would work.
No, to put him in the Hall of Fame. Could he headline?
Sure. I would think they would go back to Seattle in enough years that they'd do it then.
Wait till then. Is he big enough to headline, though, outside of his hometown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore. It's not a local thing. I would just think they would do something with certain guys whenever they can get them. Snag them. I don't know.
If it's convenient.
There's not a champion left from the past 15 years that they can really do. Unless, I really don't know anybody.
Is Arn Anderson in?
Yep.
Alone?
No.
He's not?
No.
Are you shitting me?
Nope. No Arn Anderson? Yeah, they could always start snagging guys from...
Wow.
From down there. I mean, Magnum TA, but they're not going to headline. No, unless you're from WWE, you're not going to headline that thing. Or unless you spent time in the WWE.
I didn't know. But he was the brain buster. I mean,
the horsemen are in, but that's what. So
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Totally could have been there.
That's what it's going to get down to. I mean, they're going to have to really start grabbing some older guys.
Yeah.
People that matter to wrestling fans.
And then it's going to have to be guys who are a little less important. Like they're going to throw a couple ECW guys in there eventually, ones that they can actually
allow.
You're not going to get New Jack or Sabu, probably.
But Rob Van Dam.
RVD for sure.
Yeah, the Dudleys. Like people like that came over and had longer.
Tommy Dreamer.
Yep. Hey,
for sure.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Balls
with Flair.
Tony.
Was Flair's 30 for 30 supposed to happen by now?
I don't know.
I feel like that was going to come out in March or something, and it still hasn't been out.
All I ever saw was the preview for it.
I know. I wonder if something happened with that. I just haven't heard anything in a long time about it.
There was an injunction by his ex-wife. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh.
Sounded plausible, though, don't it?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Nothing surprises me with that cat. Nothing at all.
Nut job.
Checking here, see if I can find out any more information.
I would just think they pushed it back. They had the unveiling of that statue, which was a big deal, so they might have wanted to get that in.
As of a month ago on Reddit, they still, like the Squared Circle subreddit, they don't know when it's coming out. So if those guys don't know, nobody knows.
My guess is SummerSlam.
Those are the biggest wrestling nerds you're going to find.
Oh, yeah. My guess is it'll be out by SummerSlam or during SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I wanted to get to is I sent you guys those links about the internet wrestling thing. And one of my favorite sites, I don't know what sites you guys go to. I go to 411mania.com from the wrestling side. You go to WrestleZone?
I've been going there since like 98, 97.
I don't know. You go to Raja.com because I've been going there since like 98, like since high school.
Raja?
It's the shittiest. Like, I mean, like, it's the worst wrestling website, and they just like.
How you spell it?
R-A-J-A-H.
What one do you go to? I go to literally the worst one there is. Which is why I'm always so misinformed.
Ooh, wow, this is horrible.
That's how bad they are.
It's janky as shit.
Oh, that sounds like destination interneting then.
Yeah, this is horrible. It's all ads and headlines.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they pull headlines from everywhere.
It has literally 5 Dunkin' Donuts ads on the top of the page.
Mm. Does it make you want a Dunkin' Donut?
Yeah, that looks awful.
Go get some.
Yeah, there's no Dunkin' Donuts around here, is there?
So back to a good one. 411mania.com, there is a guy on there that I...
Call him
I don't even know how...
Fuck this guy.
In the butt.
Oh. Okay.
Imagine if you let me get to it. What guy do you want in the Hall of Fame? Name him now! Name him now, friend!
He sounded like somebody from like He-Man or something. Yes.
That's what I was going for.
Like an 80s cartoon
Master
character.
Master of the Universe.
But this guy is Justin Watry, and I tried to send you some articles,
I vaguely read like 2 of them, or I didn't vaguely read. I read 2 of the articles. I didn't get back as far as you would have liked, like the 2015s.
I almost think that they have these guys that are like heel columnists.
You think they're doing kayfabe themselves?
Like a troll, maybe?
I fucking hate trolls.
But my other thing is that people like myself, like there's a guy that writes on there and runs the website, Larry Zonka, based on a pro football player of the same name. You might not know.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
American Gladiator.
I remember Larry Zonka, yeah.
But I don't think it's a good thing. Ooh, we got a whole
him and Nitro and me, we used to go out and do some stuff on the weekend.
Right. But I read all that shit and I don't know that it's good that I have to read through a bunch of bullshit, because they also hide his name in titles of articles. I think they've kind of stopped because everybody got pissed. But do you guys have any sites like that you go to and you're like, not this? I mean, do you guys pay attention to who writes the articles?
Used to be Matt Boone was a real big columnist. But
Matt Boone.
You remember him?
No.
He moved over to MMA a while back, so.
Hmm.
But not anymore.
B-O-H-M? Is that how he spells his last name?
No, B-O-O-N-E.
Okay. Huh. There's a MMA junkie as a writer, I believe, that's Matt B-O-H-M. B-O-H-M.
Bone.
No, but I've noticed it on podcasts. Like, I don't do a lot of reading anymore because I just listen to a podcast a day.
Yeah, there's heel podcasters?
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, there's always that devil's advocate.
I'm a fucking douche. I'm going to call you out right now. If you're in character on your podcast as a heel podcaster or a heel journalist, you're a fucking douche.
Maybe they're just trying to get over you.
Could be, but they're still douches. If they're playing it like it's a role like that, you're a goddamn douche.
I think before long there's gonna be beefs on podcasts, and they're gonna have storylines that way.
Dude, I'd like to beef with another podcast. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this podcast? That yeah.
You could. I don't even know if 411 Mania has that, but there are people that I read on cagesideseats.com just because they always... I mean, Larry Zonka is literally... I'm sitting there thinking about things, and he's writing what I'm thinking. I'm like, God damn. And people get pissed.
Is that the Eliminator in Season 4 was horrible?
The Eliminator in Season 4 was horrible.
American Gladiators is what they called the thing at the end, the Eliminator.
Dun, dun, dun.
God, what a great show.
The Assault, or what was the thing with the ball gun? That wasn't that Assault? Where they'd sit up there with the tennis ball gun.
Yep.
They'd have like the 7 stations where you get the Nerf launchers and...
Stop talking about this because we're going to talk about this at the end. Hold on.
Let's get
through this.
Sorry.
American Gladiators is a great conversation. Oh, man. Now you got me thinking American Gladiators. But, you fucker. I do hate that I have to read through that stuff to get to... Because there are some things that they headline. I don't know if this catches your guys' eyes because I just can't... I guess I try to watch, but I don't. But when I see something that I want to read about, I always hope, and normally they have good grammar, they have good sentence structure, they make sense, They don't brag about themselves. I don't know if you guys have ever watched or read results from house shows, and the guy's like, yeah, I took my sign, got a Lesnar sucks chant going. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
See, that's like a blogger rather than a, in my opinion, that's more what a blogger would do than a journalist. A journalist should report the events and not put himself in them. A blogger, on the other hand.
Anybody who's going to take time enough to write about wrestling is a journalist. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt they're getting paid.
Oh, no, no, no.
But they are getting clicks if you don't like them.
Well, if they're getting enough clicks, they're getting paid through like Google AdWords or something.
But, well, I think they almost started a coup on 411 Mania because people have stopped clicking on it. The comment section used to be the best part of this dumb fuck's writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would just write, are you just seeing things around you and writing about them?
Orange juice.
Literally, lamp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It got that bad.
People so he's pretty much just like, I need to make content out of anything at all to make as much things clickable as possible.
Well, I don't know if it's that or if the website pushed him to that, but I think the backlash, I would hope the backlash, because somebody else said wrote in there, maybe he wrote it, I don't know, that he wrote for NoDQ.com, and I semi used to go to that, but I get stuck to one website and I keep going back.
Same here. 20 years now.
Literally?
Yes, it's like 98.
Damn.
I've been through like three redesigns on that website.
That's
still remember
dedication.
The original.
That's the other thing they used to do.
Yeah.
Because it used to be...
I remember their old chat rooms.
411 Mania? No, there's another one that I used to go to, and they changed it because TNA became Impact Wrestling, and it used to be ImpactWrestling.com was the name of the website.
Damn, they got lucky.
No, they got fucked.
They didn't get to sell it for any good money?
I don't think. Maybe. Hopefully. You might be right about that. But it was Impact Wrestling. That was the name of the website.
Sure.
And then they lost it. And that place was awesome.
I hope they got money for that. I mean,
I guess they did.
I mean, for something like that, especially as big as TNA was, TNA could have easily offered 50 grand or more, depending on what that guy was making a month on that website.
You think so?
Psh.
I don't think they had that to offer.
You don't think they had that to offer?
Ooh.
Yeah, but they had that TNN content. Money, or who was it, TNN slash Spike?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You might be right.
I don't know, maybe. It'd be important for Spike to have something like that if it's their production, you know what I mean? They don't want to look shitty. They wouldn't have theimpactwrestling.com or impact-wrestling.com.
Yeah. Well, might be right. But I do kind of wish that people would start reading his shit again so they could make fun of him, because that always kind of made me happy.
Dude, you should do a feature every week where you read his latest, not read it online, because fuck that. But just read it and come in and tell us how you disagree with his dumbass.
Yeah, I'd love to read you some of the best comments.
The only problem is you're giving the guy a lot of press, so to speak.
And I don't think you're giving him any press or time, because you're saying what an absolute dumb fuck he is.
Yeah.
Because he is that.
He's chock full of dumb fuckery.
He went to WrestleMania, and it was his first trip in a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
What WrestleMania?
I think he's around our age.
Hopefully it was like four.
This year.
Oh, God.
You just get that feeling, and that's what makes wrestling fans look bad.
So what really pissed you off?
That and shirts that are too small.
What did he do that got to you? Like, what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Sentence structure, improper spelling.
So this is just more about his grammar and the way he writes.
Oh, yeah, to me.
Than his take on wrestling itself.
It looks like a second grader sat down and started writing short sentences.
So
I loved this summer. This summer I played baseball. I went to Florida in August.
So it makes wrestling fans look uneducated based on his writing.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
No insight. No, it looks like I've been a fan since like 2000, and this is what I think wrestling is. And
so
that.
Why do they allow him to write? Do they let anyone?
I think because it's like he's a bad guy. So like people hate his shit. So they go click, because the more clicks you get on your story.
No, of course, of course.
Like anything, like we kind of know about.
Hey, man, it's a click-driven universe.
I know. How does that make
click,
money?
Click.
How does clicks make money?
Click.
I'll explain it to you offline. It's quite complicated.
Is it complicated? All right, deal.
It's kind of like making electricity. It's real.
Let's talk about American Gladiators real quick. Damn it.
Who was better? I'm finally glad we're having this conversation. Who was better than Gemini up on the joust?
I knew Gemini was coming up.
I mean, he was a fucking crazy man on the joust with the pugil sticks.
Gemini, Laser.
Tower.
Was Gemini the black
Siren,
guy?
Yeah, Gemini was. Let's get a list of the American
Turbo.
Oh, yeah. Which one was the deaf
one? I think he was an actor, too.
Oh, that was Siren. She was the deaf one.
Siren was,
deaf?
A deaf
one?
Yeah, the chick.
Wouldn't it, like, Blaze, Siren? What season are you talking about?
I don't know.
Real
dude.
Early? Because
you guys are talking about Hogan and Ali, right? Ones.
I think she was a later on one. Let's see. Here's a good list of them. Laser, Zap, Hawk,
Zap,
Turbo, Ice,
Hawk.
Nitro.
Yes. That was wrestling.
Yeah, buddy.
Diamond,
I mean, that was
Blaze.
Seriously, that was like a wrestling show.
Pretty much, I mean.
To me.
I wonder how much of that was actual competition.
Oh, I would say the whole thing.
You think it was?
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't see why it wouldn't be. Cyclone. God, they had some crazy cool names on there. Flash.
Now, are these the guys
Rebel
or the
Dynamite.
Girls?
All of them. I'm just looking at IMDb's cast list.
Excuse me.
And they've got real names by them?
No, Turbo was born Turbo.
Of course.
No, Turbo was like Galen Tomlinson. let's see.
Why didn't they use that name?
Beats me. It's shitty, I guess. Saber was Lynn.
Saber.
Red Williams.
Yes. Okay, what was your favorite event?
God damn. It had to be the assault.
With the tennis balls?
Yeah.
That was badass. I would hate when they would have them and certain events would be not in there.
Oh, yeah, because they had like 13, 14 events, but only like time for seven.
Remember the pods?
Oh, yeah. Atlas. The Atlas spheres.
Where they'd try to get the ball.
Yes. They were rolling around in the giant.
Yeah, the Atlas spheres is what they call
deal.
It.
Deal.
No,
the
not the rolling spheres. I'm talking about when they'd have the ball and they'd try to put it in
Like the football thing where you'd run through and try to put it in the middle.
Yeah.
And like the teeter-totter weeble, they don't fall.
That was an ass-whooping.
Yes. I mean, you just get fucking rocked.
Hang Tough. Remember that? You'd have to get out there at the fucking things and get going.
Totally remember Hang Tough. Hang Tough was badass.
Powerball is the one you were talking about.
Yeah. I am so going to have to change the description of this show.
The Wall. I always thought that was kind of dumb.
Go through that one again.
The
Wall.
The speed one?
Well, no, where you had to go up the wall, like just climb a regular like rock wall
the
type of thing.
The fastest person won.
Yeah, but then they send the gladiator.
Oh, and they'd come up behind
you. Like fucking cockroaches.
And you had some that were like Tarzan. That's what I didn't feel was fair, is there were certain ones that were experts in certain events.
Yeah, if you got paired with like, Gemini and the Joust, for instance, you're pretty well fucked.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the one was the ropes where it was almost like not a maze. There was the maze thing, too.
There was the maze.
I believe.
That was at the end where they had the
extra start time. No, there was another one that was the maze.
Uh-oh. I'm talking, this is the one where you were swinging from ropes. You'd swing, or not swing, like the monkey bars, hanging
circles.
Tough.
Right.
The rings.
Hang tough.
Yeah.
But the gladiator would come from the other side.
Yeah, that's the way they always worked.
That was brutal.
Yeah, usually the gladiator would get to you, wrap his legs around you, and then just grab onto you and start fucking bouncing until you come
flying. Or they'd just hang onto you and let go of the rings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They grab a hold of you.
Yeah.
Yes, because they had super athletic American gladiators, and then they had the steroid American gladiators.
True.
The finesse.
Those would always be, it would be the one guy.
You weren't seeing Nitro out on the rings, I'll tell you that.
He wasn't bad.
Nah, he wasn't one of the worst ones, but...
The other thing I liked was at the end of the obstacle course, and the obstacle course changed over the years.
The eliminator. Yeah.
When you run through at the end and one gladiator's blocking one spot.
Right.
Oh.
Make or break at that point. You chose poorly.
You're just hitting a fucking wall.
Dude, what were some of the things they made you do? They had you run up
treadmill.
The backwards treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
You do the hand bike.
That's a cross.
You do the balance beam, I think it was, or was it the rolly things? Then you had to climb up the cargo net.
Right.
There was a big zip line after the cargo net.
That was down to the bottom to run through the thing.
Yeah, but then you had to climb
up
over the walls.
Three different things that you could go through, remember?
They changed them.
Right.
And there would be two waiting behind, and you'd have one that was the three, and then you'd have to battle through.
Yes.
I always thought that was bullshit, because...
Part of the game.
Just luck, though.
Well, why don't you just jump over them? I guess because you can't see what's on the other side.
At any time in your life, could you have did that hand bike like they do?
No.
Any time in my life, yes.
Okay, that's amazing.
Because I used to have to do a hand bike. Well, it was after a shoulder surgery.
Oh, shit. Was this the one you were talking
hand
about where they would swing out on the fucking thing and try to bash them off the platform?
No, but that was awesome, too.
It's crazy.
The rope swing with the blocking pad.
Now, wait a minute. How did the gladiator not lose every time when they had a ball coming at them?
I don't know.
A ball?
Well, a person.
Well, they're swinging off at it and their legs are coming at them and they've got that pad.
Yeah.
What would they do? Just knock you with a pad?
Shift your weight.
Nothing cooler than the assault.
The assault. Yeah. And
we should have that in the office just like every day.
I was just thinking
we
that.
Kinda every do every day.
But with Cooper running around those goddamn balls. That's what we need, some targets with big old steam things. All of a sudden, Jono's covered in steam. I don't know. That'd be great.
They I'm trying to see. Nobody, no talk on American Gladiators to our
Well, they've been coming in and out right now. I think it's just us.
Oh, man.
I mean, American Gladiators was a shit. Look at this guy's hair. True. I don't know if you could see it from there, but that guy had some.
That was the guy I was thinking of.
He has the best hair I've ever seen.
I want to feel, I want to say he was like the first season.
Could have been.
Have you ever seen the super early episodes of American Gladiators?
Yep. Did you see it when Hulk Hogan took over and they remade it like several years ago?
Yeah, I saw it for about 30 seconds.
You don't need to.
Realize that was not going to be like the first time.
Holy shit, look at this. Here's the dude from Scrubs on American Gladiators, apparently. Whoa. John C. McGinley.
Is that for real?
I don't know. I hope so.
I doubt it.
That guy's funny.
I doubt it. I remember Mike Adamly, Jeff Harvey, and Larry Zonka. Definitely hosted.
The Zonk.
The Zonk. But I also remember them going over to England and running some shows, and they put that on channel. Well, to us, it was CBS. That was, I'm sure it was.
Who knows what it was over there, Sky or something.
Yeah. But I'm saying, what do you call it when you don't have a network? You are.
I don't know, independent or.
No, I can't.
Syndicated?
Syndicated, thank you. I'm sure it was syndicated out, so it was on every gym. But in St.
Like
Louis,
Baywatch,
it was on CBS.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Same thing.
That was real big back in them days.
God, it was a great show.
Trying to see what else was cool here. But apparently, there wasn't a lot. We pretty much covered everything cool about American Gladiators.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It didn't take long. It didn't take long.
I did like when people got hurt, and then some poor bastard had to
be come
thrown in.
Yeah.
It's probably like, cool, I'm going to be on sometime.
Here's the
like,
replacement.
Hey. You know they had to film like
six episodes of that a day.
And had
they had to be running events from this episode at the same time as events from this episode.
Henry's an events coordinator for IBM and runs marathons in his spare time.
Yes, and here's his replacement.
I'd like to get on here and show that I'm a real athlete.
Oh.
I mean, getting up here shooting these Nerf balls at these gladiators can really show the people back home that I've always been the athlete I've claimed to be.
And then his wife's always in the audience. Just going, yeah.
His wife and two kids. They came all the way from Minneapolis.
Yeah. Now, do you think they didn't think you were going to score any points today, Mike? I don't know. I thought I really had a shot.
Yeah.
You know, that wall, it got me.
They might be strong and they might be fast, but I'm here to use my brain to get my points.
Oh, you know what?
They'd always say, like, cheesy shit like that.
That's how you're
just like, man, you're going to get fucking destroyed.
Hey, Mike, just wanted to run this past you. Your last interview was terrible. Just tell them that you have the skills that make guys with muscles look like pussies. Just say that on your next interview. It'll get in their head.
Get in their head.
You see them throw the extra fucking forearm. Hey, that course where you had to stick the ball in the bucket, that's when they got their asses whipped.
Dude, all kinds of slam suplexes, fucking clotheslines.
And guys that double team.
And they were usually right back up. Those guys could take a beating, too.
Oh, for sure.
They could have been pro wrestler jobbers, honestly. They easily have taking a clothesline.
You know, it's almost, that's kind of what Steve Austin's show is now, that Broken Skull Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a girl that played on our soccer team that did that.
How'd she do?
She lasted like 3 or 4 weeks.
It's
sort of like the challenge. Yeah,
oh,
sort of like the challenge, I think. Or maybe it was a different one. I don't know. It was on fucking that Hillbilly Country show or station. But there's girls and guys. Hillbilly. There was two different
CMT.
Shows they did. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Trump News Network.
I'm going to see if I can't find an authentic American Gladiators costume and wear it in sometime.
I'll
you throw in
it.
On that?
Man,
you
we
straight
should,
pay
we yeah, should go
it.
As gladiators.
It's worth it.
For Halloween.
Now, let's see if I can
find welcome to the Halloween party, Zap.
I was going to say, it looks like it's just the female ones here. I could totally get the one for Storm, Debbie Clark. It's for definite sale, but I'm looking for
wow,
more.
Really?
Is that game used?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's got stains.
It's got her socks with it.
Something like that.
All right, we'll wrap this up in the office.
Before things get any more weird.
When we come back, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to go into the second part of Invading the Territories. We've got Wrestling at the Chase and all that stuff to cover. We've got Pro Wrestling USA. Actual wrestling. As opposed,
get out of here.
Man, this is just a rough time to be a wrestling fan. Well, I mean, these past 15 years have been a rough time, but these months in particular. Follow us, Numeral 3 Horseman Show. That's Facebook.com. It's the same thing for Twitter.com. Numeral 3 Horseman Show. Mm-hmm. Subscribe, like us, do other stuff.
Ooh, I like the thought of that.
You can find us on iPod, iPeam, iStitcher.
Anything where you can get a podcast, you can find us.
Yeah, even if you don't want to.
For real, we're going to be knocking at your house tomorrow.
One or the other. I'm shaking the shit out of this camera.
You can buy our CDs on Amazon with copies of our show.
Oh, man.
Not really.
The best.
Those are going like whatever the opposite of hotcakes are.
Cold cakes.
Cold.
Going like
cakes. Cold cakes. Those are going like
actually, the opposite of hotcakes would be cold batter.
Oh, thanks.
Ice cream cakes is what they're going like.
What are you drinking there, Tio?
Water.
Huh.
He's drinking a bottle of I'm Leaving the Room.
Have a good poop.
Oh, no, he's still right there. Oh, that's in delay.
Now he's gone. He's leaving.
Oh, okay.
So,
see ya, Zonk.
See ya, Adam Lee. All right.
Good show, everybody. Good show.
Great show. It's really hard to talk wrestling right now.
Yeah, seriously. It is, dude. Every time we do this first part, it's like, is this the week where we finally have the discussion about why are we still doing this first part?
I just want shit to be interesting.
Me too. Do something cool instead of like wrestling is just completely business and nobody's allowed to have fun or stuff. I don't know. We need stuff to talk about, and they ain't doing it.
We're gonna add a segment next week, so you know we're gonna start adding segments.
And it does involve me getting that American Gladiator costume. But we'll burn that bridge when we get there.
There you go.
See you next week.
Next week, burning actually, bridges.
Tomorrow.
Three Horsemen Show for Big Easy, T.O. and Corey. We're out.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.